You will hear the recording twice. After each listening, you will have time to complete your answers. You now have time to read the assignment.
Today we're going to be talking about the four-day work week and why that matters to business. Well, a lot of people found during the pandemic that having a shorter work week, because a lot of businesses cut down the hours so that they could conserve dollars, found that their employees were much happier and just as focused and productive on the 4 days that they were there. Throughout the pandemic, we found skyrocketing rates of stress and burnout. And having a shorter work week was one of the things that made it a little bit more workable for people. I'm beginning to see momentum around the world for this particular idea of a four-day work week. As a matter of fact, there's some pretty significant companies and even governments that are exploring this as a viable opportunity. The Atlantic magazine said going to a four-day work week looks like it's going to be the next evolution in work and that it's inevitable. I can tell you that all of my clients are heavily involved in recruiting right now. And what we're finding is that remote and flexible work is extremely important to people. We're also finding that they are demanding a fair wage and salary. They have access to Glassdoor and to PayScale and other softwares that can tell them what the average mean salary is for their job with the number of years of experience that they have. And so they come in armed with these kinds of questions. Do you have a social corporate responsibility program? I know that the salary range is between this and this. Can I work remote? Can it be flexible? Can I do a four-day work week? And companies that are willing to engage in these and to trust the employees to actually do the work because they can manage it through workflow software are able to take advantage of the talent that's out there. So I'm sharing with you this concept because I do see the inevitableness of this. In the 1900s, Henry Ford was one of the people who actually got a weekend implemented into our labor, into our work world. It was a 7-day work week prior to that. And his motivation was that people should have time off to enjoy the cars that he was selling. Now it's an absolute standard to have a weekend, right? Today we're going to be talking about the 4-day work week and why that matters to business. Well, a lot of people found during the pandemic that having a shorter work week, because a lot of businesses cut down the hours so that they could conserve dollars, found that their employees were much happier and just as focused and productive on the 4 days that they were there. Throughout the pandemic, we found skyrocketing rates of stress and burnout. And having a shorter work week was one of the things that made it a little bit more workable for people. I'm beginning to see momentum around the world for this particular idea of a 4 day work week. As a matter of fact, there's some pretty significant companies and even governments that are exploring this as a viable opportunity. The Atlantic magazine said going to a 4 day work week looks like it's going to be the next evolution in work and that it's inevitable. I can tell you that all of my clients are heavily involved in recruiting right now. And what we're finding is that remote and flexible work is extremely important to people. We're also finding that they are demanding a fair wage and salary. They have access to Glassdoor and to PayScale and other softwares that can tell them what the average mean salary is for their job with the number of years of experience that they have. And so they come in armed with these kinds of questions. Do you have a social corporate responsibility program? I know that the salary ranges between this and this. Can I work remote? Can it be flexible? Can I do a 4 day work week? And companies that are willing to engage in these and to trust the employees to actually do the work because they can manage it through workflow software are able to take advantage of the talent that's out there. So I'm sharing with you this concept because I do see the inevitableness of this. In the 1900s, Henry Ford was one of the people who actually got a weekend implemented into our labor, into our work world. It was a 7 day work week prior to that. And his motivation was that people should have time off to enjoy the cars that he was selling. Now it's an absolute standard to have a weekend, right?